From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joins talks in Paris. Foreign ministers from European and Arab nations are discussing the battle against the Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and a political process based on last month's Vienna agreement to begin peace talks by January 1st. Secretary Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting of the International Syria Support Group. The official said Kerry will also discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and a withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and the Russian-backed separatists. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said IS is losing ground.
Despite winning 6 out of 30.
Apparently we'll have some trouble bringing you that. We'll try sometime later. Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy. Egypt issued a preliminary report Monday saying its investigators have found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A statement from the Civil Aviation Ministry said the investigation is continuing, but that so far nothing has been found that indicates terrorism or some other illegal act. This is VOA News. A French nursery school teacher who claimed he was stabbed in his classroom by an Islamic State supporter has admitted to prosecutors he invented the story. The 45-year-old teacher at a school northeast of Paris was hospitalized with light stab wounds in his side and throat. Prosecutors said they were still questioning the teacher, whose injuries were not considered life-threatening, over why he lied. State media say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what military officials called a rearrangement. Turkish forces have been operating in Iraq, helping to train local fighters. Earlier this month, Turkey sent troops to the Mosul area, saying they were needed for protection. That move angered the Iraqi government, which demanded Turkey withdraw its troops and threatened to take the matter to the United Nations. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Monday to work together to implement the recent Paris Climate Change Accord. In a phone conversation, Mr. Xi told Mr. Obama the pact agreed to Saturday charted a clear path for further international efforts and said China is willing to work with the United States and other relevant parties to ensure implementation of the agreement. Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. World oil prices fell Monday, dropping to lows not seen since the late 2008 and early 2009. Global crude prices have been falling for months, with the latest plunge coming as Iran renewed its pledge to boost its crude exports, adding to the glut of oil on the world market. 60 people have been arrested in a joint operation against child pornography during raids across Latin America, as well as Spain and the United States. Authorities say Operation Without Borders involved raids in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Mexico, Paraguay, Spain, and the United States. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.